3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. So I'm going to read this post from the subreddit Relationship Advice. This is called, "This is What My Ex Said to Me." So let me start the reading. "This is what my ex said to me. I can't wish you the best when you're just a stripper. I don't care how you do. You're a stripper, lowest of the lowest human beings. You at the bottom. You sold your soul for money. You're gross for that." That's what the quote is. And this is what the female said. "I just need some words of wisdom. I'm dancing to pay my debt off and get through real estate school. It's the fastest and most amount of money I can make right now to pay for anything. I was texting him, telling him that I am done trying for this relationship and accepting that we will never get back together. And he says like this to me, is he horrible or is stripping really the worst thing in the world? I'm not a bad person. I am loyal. I don't drink or do drugs. I'm actually a very nice girl. He literally said, it's the fact that I have no self-worth. He also has cheated and lied multiple times, so I really shouldn't give a fuck what he thinks, right? What do you guys think? Thanks." Your boyfriend should be the one that's supporting you. No one should be with you in order to bring you down. I feel that is what your boyfriend is doing, and that's very detrimental. There is such thing as self-worth, and you should know your self-worth. Your boyfriend does not believe in self-worth whatsoever. His insults should not compel you to devalue yourself. I'm not knocking that you are a stripper and you have to do what you gotta do in order to survive. I'm not hating at all. You have to accomplish things and I respect that. I have to agree with what most people said about that your boyfriend is the one being an asshole. Your boyfriend is the one being disrespectful. I wish that this was on the Am I the Asshole subreddit. The description about your boyfriend fits in with the subreddit perfectly. The way you described him, the more details you provided about him, the better we understand about your boyfriend's shoe character. Overall, I don't have a problem with strippers and for people to be strippers. I'm not saying that it has to be praised and admired. Of course, people can make a lot of money with stripping. I just don't see the long-term effects to be a stripper. What I learned is that people look down on the job of stripping because of how it works, and people know how it is to be a stripper. Personally, I would not want to be a stripper. I know a couple of people who have been a stripper before, and someone said this and replied to this post, right? Someone said, "The shaming of strippers is entrenched in dumb, misogynistic beliefs that a woman should be completely dependent on a man, completely belonging to and seen by one man, completely virginal, etc. in order to be a respectable woman. It is sexist and outdated." And someone else said, "I doubt he would ever say to a male stripper what he said to you. I also don't think male strippers get nearly as much shame as female strippers do, and I think that it's important to remember when anyone makes you feel badly about how you act, speak, or make your money. Overall, I'm not for the gang up on shaming strippers because of the concept of stripping and how they make their money. It's no secret that strippers make money faster. I noticed the hypocrisy because females get shamed for stripping, and there are men who are stripping and they don't get a lot of backlash. I find the hypocrisy very ridiculous and very absurd. The way your boyfriend insulted you, someone pointed out the hypocrisy about general stripping. Someone pointed out that a man will go to a strip club to see a stripper, but they will not date one. I thought that was very interesting. I feel that people make money with their bodies is because they don't know how to make money with their brains and their talents. Maybe they have no talents. Maybe that's why they're stripping. And I see And I'm not saying that people do not have potential in general. I feel that people are stripping because they don't have any type of skill sets that they're good at. They may not have time to develop new skill sets in order to have a good career. I'm not saying that people can't have a career. If your boyfriend wanted to be very supportive, he would not have said these things to you. I know that he was shaming you for being a stripper. At the end of the day, his words should not define who you are. It should not define how you should make your money. It should not define how you make your bread. It should not define your hardships. He's just demonstrating that he's a shitty person. If he continues to be a shitty person, then he's just not being a boyfriend that he should be. I just don't want you to feel bad about yourself because he said these hurtful things towards you. Don't make him feel that what he said to you is true because it's not actually true. He wanted his words to be a reflection of you and no one is buying it. He wanted it to define who you are as a person, what you do for a living, and what you want to do for your future, including your long-term goals. You should not accept that at all. If I were you, I would not listen to him because his words do not mean shit. I don't have a problem with you having a job as a stripper. I know that it's not funny to be in debt. I can understand it. People have to do things in order to be out of debt. Being a stripper does not make you a bad person. It does not make you less of a person, in my opinion. You're just hustling just to be debt-free. We all have to hustle. I feel that your boyfriend is upset because he does not know what it's like to hustle. There are jobs that pay well, and even though most people are not going to be in the job you are in forever, I'm sure that you will be successful after being out of debt for good. I'm sure that your job is not done to hurt him. I'm sure that most strippers are not selling pussy. Maybe that is why he's upset, because he feels that you are going to sell pussy and he feels that it was going to hurt the relationship, which I highly doubt. I'm sure you're not doing anything explicit. I'm sure that you're not doing anything to sell yourself. He was afraid that you would be a sellout, which is not true. The way you're hustling should not hurt anyone at all. He's just offended by everything that you're doing, and it's not hurting him. The idea that he gaslighted you and cheated on you is not cool at all. His demeanor spoke loudly to me. It said everything I needed to know about his actions. I can tell that your boyfriend is very insecure, and you are a secure person. He's the one who does not have self-worth at all. He seems very controlling, and I just don't like it. I just don't respect that. The fact that he said you have no self-worth, it shows that he does not respect you. He wants to control what you do with your body, and I find it very cruel and heartless. What you do with your body is your business. It's not anyone else's business. It's not your boyfriend's business. It's not anyone's job to tell people what they should and should not do with their bodies. It's good that you found out what he did. He's the one with the problem. He's the one with the fidelity issues. It's not you. You're a loyal person, so I don't see why you are the issue at all. You did nothing wrong to him. I'm very excited that you will be getting into real estate school. You should be very proud of yourself. Be proud that you are making a milestone in your life. I'm sure that you have a strong support system that's strong enough to be proud of you. I feel that your boyfriend is not supportive of what you're doing. Overall, you can do better without that boyfriend, the so-called ex now. You're better off without someone who's controlling, who does not support your dreams, and who's not helping you through the stress. He's not worth your energy at all, especially because he wants to be offended about what you're doing. It shows that he does not want the best for you. He does not like what you're doing. He wants you to live how he is living. That is a sign that he's controlling you. There are people who want the best for you. There are people who are very proud of you. Well, your boyfriend does not fit into the type of people that want the best for you and is proud of you. What I learned from your boyfriend, the so-called ex now, is that he does not want you to be successful. It's good that you let go of the stress. You're not putting your eggs in one basket, so that's good. Overall, I will not give him a platform. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.